The excitable boy himself, Warren Zevon, has a new CD out. It's called The Wind. It's his 14th album since his debut, Wanted Dead or Alive, in 1969. And this may be his last album. Warren Zevon is suffering from a rare, inoperable form of lung cancer, mesothelioma. So what does an artist do when he's faced with his own mortality? Warren Zevon chose to muster his remaining energy and put it down in 11 songs. The result is at once a lament to loss and a celebration of life. Jordan Zevon, who is Warren Zevon's son and executive producer of The Wind, joins us from Los Angeles, the studios of NPR West there. Mr. Zevon, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And to state the obvious, you're with us because your father can't make it.
Yeah, I've been handling some of the duties, as it were.
And how's he feeling?
He's feeling okay. It's just that he doesn't have a lot of energy right now, so he's really just trying to rest up and comfortable at home, getting lots of visits from the family and his new grandchildren.
May I ask, Mr. Zevon, to what degree did urgency underscore this album, both preparing the material for it and recording it?
Beyond comprehension, especially since initially he was misdiagnosed with having 3 months to live. And along with Jorge Calderon, who's the producer and co-writer, they really did work very hard to get this done. And because of that, it took a lot of the focus off the situation and kind of went into this work mode that I think really helped him out and helped all of us out.
And would one be wrong to discern more than a slight bit of the theme of mortality in the selection of songs?
And the selection of his entire career. I mean, that's just always been a topic that's reared its head before, which made this all so much more ironic. But yeah, there was definitely things that he wanted to say and express.
Let's listen to, in fact, I believe it's the first cut on this CD, Dirty Life and Times.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I feel like my shadow's casting me. Some days the sun don't shine. Sometimes I wonder what tomorrow's gonna bring when I think about my dirty life and times. One day I came to a fork in the road. Folks, I just couldn't go where I was told. Now they'll hunt me down and hang me for my crimes if I tell about my dirty life and times.
There was a time in his life when he was known to be an energetic party man.
Yeah. You definitely get stories told to you. Why people think I'd want to hear them, I'm not sure. I saw your dad fall off stage at Town Hall. Great, that's super. But yeah, I mean, he was... one of the first things he said to me after the diagnosis was, how can I be upset? I've been Jim Morrison for the first half of my life and then, you know, the perfect dad for the second half. And you know, the interesting thing about that first song is that was a song that was actually written a while back. So you can see how he just always kind of had that mentality.
I think somebody who goes through this CD will be struck by the fact that it seems to contain two kinds of songs. I won't refer to them as opposing, but certainly different in key.
Mm-hmm.
One like Dirty Life and Times, which seems to kind of feature and celebrate the roustabout aspect of a hard life well lived.
Yeah.
And then there are other songs that seem almost to wince between the lines with a kind of wistfulness. I'm wondering if we could get you to listen with us to a bit of the song called Please Stay.
Sure.
Please stay. Please stay. Two words I thought I'd never learn to say. Don't go away. Please stay.
Are those words hard from the father you know?
Are they hard to hear, you mean?
Yeah,
it's definitely easier for me to listen to the other songs on the record, but at the same time, I think it's an absolutely beautiful song, and Emmylou Harris does an amazing vocal on that song, and that's where the title of the album comes from as well.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be nothing left but you and me in the wind.
Will you stay with me till the end? nothing left but you and me and the wind.
You know, I'm very proud of the music and think it's a great record, so, you know, shouldn't it have some emotion and shouldn't it stir something up? And I'm sure it would if I wasn't connected to the situation.
Would you mind telling us what course of treatment your father chose and whether, in a sense, that was suggested by his desire to keep on going and recording?
Well, the main way this came about, the diagnosis came about, was that just a huge phobia of doctors. You know, you're always worried that you're going to go in after not going in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, in my dad's case, and hear bad news. And it couldn't have gone more exactly that way for him when he did this visit. So, and especially getting the initial diagnosis that he had 3 months, there hasn't been much treatment, really. The way my dad fought and has spent longer here with us is because he dove into what he's done since he was 16 years old, which is music. When you're in that whirlwind and you're doing what you love and you're surrounded by friends and you're the music that you're making you're proud of, and you can tell that you're doing something really important, you know, it's enough to keep you going. It can keep you going for longer than any kind of treatment or drug or anything else can.
Let me ask you about, I guess, the one cover song, if you please, that's on this recording. Knocking on Heaven's Door, of course, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Mama, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's getting dark, too dark to see. And I feel I'm knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Now this is just overwhelmingly powerful.
Yeah.
For those of us who are listening, and to hear your father's voice audibly, at least to my mind, affected by it. I have to ask, though, your father's a professional musician. Is it possible this was just a song to him?
At the time of the performance, it was probably getting the best performance. I'm sure in the back of his mind, the meaning was there and everything else, and I'm sure the feelings for a song by Dylan were there, but I have a feeling that he really wanted to do the best he can, because that's the way he works.
And use the emotion that's surrounding his life at this moment to do that.
Exactly. I mean, that's just going to kind of channel through. I don't think he has to tap into it, but it's there, so he can worry about get the performance there and know that the emotion's just going to be there.
We'd like to ask you to sit with us and listen to another song that might be difficult, but El Amor de Mi Vida.
Close my eyes, you reappear. I always carry you inside, in here. I fall asleep, you come to me. And once again, our love is real. How could I have let you get away? Why couldn't I have found a way to say, tú eres el amor de mi vida, si solo te pudiera encontrar, con todo el corazón te diría, tú eres mi
Is that recorded at home?
The vocal to that, yeah.
We were, I don't mind telling you, reminded a bit of a Stephen Sondheim song. Your father's name and Stephen Sondheim are often not worked into the same sentence. But there'd be much to admire in each other, I'm sure.
Yes.
You know, the Sondheim song, Children and Art. in which somebody sings, "This is our family, this is the lot after I go, this is all that you've got." Mm-hmm. I'm guessing in a project like this you must be thinking about what you inherit from your father as his son and now in a sense as the inheritor of a musical legacy.
Yeah, it's hard to think about, but it's there, and when the time comes, it's basically just treating it with the respect it deserves.
Are these at some level rewarding days for you and your family?
Yeah, I think especially because there were initial goals that when it first came out, it was that he wanted to be around for the next James Bond movie, and then we'd say, okay, well, the Matrix movie, and then for something a little more important, which is the birth of his grandchildren. And, you know, those milestones have been reached and passed, and it's time to set the next one. And for him to be able to see the reaction to the record, it's great. You know, it's just more icing on the cake and more proof that you can fight just to be there for what you want to be there for.
Mr. Zevon, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Speaking with us from the studios of NPR West, Jordan Zevon, who's the executive producer of Warren Zevon's new CD. It's called The Wind. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.